Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I wanted to mention, though, remember on Wednesday, you know, I wanted to be able to share, this is basically what I said, and maybe you can go back and listen to it, was, what date was last Wednesday? So somebody can go back and listen to it.
21st.
You can't negotiate with evil, I think is what the highlight's called. And you know, specifically said, you know, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, was in Asia, and she was going to be coming back because Hamas and Israel, of course, actually Hamas was shooting missiles into Israel, and Israel was defending itself. And she was going to come back, and she was going to be the heroes who were going to negotiate with the government that she and President Obama set up in Egypt. You know, they empowered the Muslim Brotherhood. You can hear more about that. But very specifically, and that's what VFN Radio is about, and that's what we believe God for. We want to be able to tell you the news. Not just, it's not about knowing the news, just knowing the news. Mm-hmm. It's knowing what to do with the news you know. Mm-hmm. And God speaks prophetically. He lets us know in advance what's going to take place. And one of the things that the headline said, just like, you know, I was saying is going to happen, it said that, you know, Hillary Clinton comes to the rescue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, the title of that was Brokering Power in the Middle East, Hillary Clinton, Morsi, Hamas, and Israel.
Of course. And the thing is that, you know, that the, you understand, if you got Morsi his job and Morsi got Hamas their job.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
You know, it's pretty, there's some loyalties there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, but I guess people just don't know or not, I mean, God's just letting us know that the reason why it was so easy for Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood, who is the president of Egypt, to go to Gaza and negotiate on behalf of peace, settling peace between the two, is that's their militant arm. You know, that they're the ones that formed Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's who their daddy is. Their daddy's a Muslim Brotherhood. Who your daddy is? Right. Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, Hillary Clinton's not ignorant of that.
Mm-hmm. No,
she's not ignorant of that. She knows this. And they were setting her up. And let me tell you the next part of this unfolding prophecy. She will be the lead on the Democratic ticket for the presidency in 2016. For America. This was a ticket item. But also what I said was, you know, the thing about dealing with human beings, we each have our own authority. You know, Satan can use people and do these different things, but we still have to offer our keys over to him to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's driven by greed and idolatry and selfishness and pride, we have a tendency, or man has a tendency, of messing Satan's plans up, even though we may have been used for a season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wake up and, you know, somebody wakes up and they go, hey, you know what? You know, and it happened just like that because Morsi found out, hey, the whole world's thinking we did this thing. Let's just run with this thing. And he dumps the democracy, which is like 10 days old, you know,
right.
Brand new democracy. They elected him president, and basically took over sweeping authority over the country, did away with the judges, and trumped every form of power. And he said, this has to happen at least for a year until the next one's voted in. And so they got a dictator again.
Mm.
Yep.
They have a dictator again. And what happened? Well, they had their militant arms start shooting missiles into Israel. And it's what the interesting thing is, Israel knows all this. I mean, Israel's not ignorant of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, neither is America's leaders.
Right.
And, but the people, the masses of the people, you know, seem to be we just believe anything we're told. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And, but thank God, God lets us know some things that are going on. Well, understand this. This is a major play for world power. A major play for world power. Because as soon as they publicly praised, Morsi, President Morsi, for walking through their plans to bring peace, he took it and he ran with it. And he said he took sweeping constitutional changes over the country, one man, and just challenged, put himself basically as a form of king. Geraldo Rivera said on Sunday on Fox News, he says, this is Geraldo Rivera now. He says, we've allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to establish their caliphate. This is what Geraldo Rivera said Sunday on Fox News. He says, we've allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to establish their caliphate.
Wow.
And a caliphate is where the Quran is the rule of law.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're looking at when you see Syria and you see Turkey and you see Iran and you see Egypt and you see Libya, you're seeing a caliphate. You're seeing people that are the Muslim Brotherhood to take power in these different areas. And if you haven't yet gone to, we need to make a vote today. We're going to go and play the segment that's called Muslim Brotherhood 101.
Mm-hmm.
If you could pull that up, Muslim Brotherhood 101, you have to understand what's really going on here, because what's happening is the fulfillment of what we talked about in the beginning.
Absolutely.
We've been talking about this for quite some time, and you can just type in Islam or Muslim Brotherhood. Probably Islam will bring up everything inside the VFN torch and understand what's going on. And when you hear a simple explanation of the Muslim Brotherhood, it'll make sense. We'll come back right after this message, and you got to hear what's really happened. What is the Muslim Brotherhood? Who do we empower? Who do we just praise? And who just took sweeping constitutional powers? You know, we're just talking about some of the prophetic fulfillments. You know, we're letting everybody know prior to what happened. Yes, Hillary Clinton to the rescue. Mm. She comes in and negotiates what basically was already pre-set up by her and the president. They're setting up the 2016 presidency, actually. Don't forget that we also said that when Chelsea, Bill and Hillary Clinton's daughter, got married, that they stayed in George Soros' daughter's home.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the ones that are allegedly, you know, orchestrating the financial restructuring of the world right now, but the euro and the dollar.
Right.
And they got something going on up their sleeve.
Yeah.
But we talked about the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, what is the Muslim Brotherhood? And I love this segment. You know, you got to hear this, because this explains this Muslim Brotherhood 101. And I'm getting it from the VFN Torch, so you can hear it yourself. You know, go to the VFN Torch and type in Islam or Muslim Brotherhood. And there's so many different things as we begin to unfold. What does it mean? And the comparison, the Bible next to the Quran. And what is that? It has a comparison there. We got to God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
That's right.
A lack of knowledge. We have to understand, you know, what does this mean? And so what happened was when Morsi became president of Egypt, that the Muslim Brotherhood took over the leadership of Egypt. That's mm-hmm. what that meant. The militant arm who formed Hamas, who's over Gaza, is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of their right. militant arms. Mm-hmm. And so you have Gaza, you have Egypt, which is the southern border of Israel. Right. Then you look at Syria, where now the Muslim Brotherhood, who actually was ran out by the present leader in Syria's father, now they're coming back in to try to take over Syria. Of course, Iran as well. They're having their inner fights and their squabble, but there's one thing they have in common is they want to destroy and annihilate Christians and Jews.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing that they'll unite on and for that one purpose right here. But listen, the Muslim Brotherhood, this is who we helped empower. The first international speech by our president was in Cairo, Egypt. He invited 8 members of the Muslim Brotherhood who were banned, by the way, from Egypt by the current Mubarak, the president at the time, mm-hmm. and he was invited them there. He built a whole opening. He opened the door for them to take, and it happened just like he wanted it to happen. Mm-hmm. And now all this that he set up, the Muslim Brotherhood, and he's partnered with, has mm-hmm. come in here and now was shooting missiles. And Iran provided the missiles. They came into Gaza through Egypt, and the Hamas shot them off in Gaza. I mean, that's the chain of evidence here. It goes all the way back to the Muslim Brotherhood and what's happening in Iran. So it's just for the destruction of Israel. But listen, this is the Muslim Brotherhood. This is who we empowered and who our Secretary of State just went and praised for supposedly bringing peace to the Middle East. Now, the Muslim Brotherhood, I want you to hear the story of the Muslim Brotherhood. We're going to kind of get a whiteboard. You're going to be able to go to the VFN TV blog and get a detailed whiteboard drawing of this, but you're going to hear it now, and it'll explain the Muslim Brotherhood, and that is Islam. That's who's taken over the leadership in these countries, is what these Arab Spring is, and that's who's fighting for leadership in Syria at this very, very moment. So let's figure out and let's get, you know, Muslim Brotherhood 101 and begin to understand how did it come to this, where did it come from, and who are they? Because our president and his people are saying that he's the one that empowered them and brought them in Cairo, Egypt, and saw that they got in leadership in Egypt right now. And listen up.
Today, the Middle East stands on the brink of full-scale conversion to Muslim Brotherhood fanaticism, yet President Obama does not seem to see the problem. President Obama's hand-picked director of national intelligence, James Clapper, said that the Brotherhood is, quote, largely secular, unquote. President Obama seemed unconcerned about the rise of the Brotherhood in Egypt. In fact, he invited Ikhwan members to his Cairo speech in 2009, tailored the speech to meet the Brotherhood's grievances and indulge his narratives, and cozied up to Muslim Brotherhood American satellites despite their involvement with terror groups all across the world. The Obama policy of courting the Muslim Brotherhood has not changed the brothers. It has empowered them to advance their anti-American program. They are now on the verge of control in Egypt and Libya, and their ideology dominates the Muslim world. But what is the Muslim Brotherhood? Well, in 1928, a young Egyptian educator known as the Guide to his followers and Hassan al-Banna to the rest of the world founded a group called the Muslim Brotherhood. The movement was virulently anti-colonial, but not because Banna was a nationalist or an Egyptian patriot. He was neither. Banna's loyalty was to the Muslim Ummah and the ideal that Islam must dominate across national lines. He was anti-colonial because he abhorred the West. The Brotherhood's development was spurred by Turkey's rigorous campaign of secularization. Following the final defeat of the Ottoman Empire in World War I, Kemal Atatürk had spearheaded a successful independence movement, expelling occupiers and establishing an independent state. Determined to turn westward, Atatürk drove Islam out of the public square and marginalized it in the classroom. In 1924, he abolished the caliphate, a symbolically shattering event for Muslims. Banna had drawn precisely the opposite conclusion about the sorry state of the Muslim world. For him, Islam was the solution. The problem had been too little of it, not too much, and not just any Islam. Banna had in mind a very particular brand, Salafism. The term Salafia comes from a phrase meaning righteous ancestors, referring to Muhammad and his companions. Banna believed that by mixing Islam with modernism, Muslims had strayed from the path. And the only way to restore the Islam of the founders was to faithfully implement divine law called Sharia. With Sharia's injunctions firmly in place, the Muslim nation would inevitably rise to the hegemony that was Allah's due. The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective. It's widely perceived to be representative of true Islam. In the late spring of 2011, the Mapping Sharia Project published conclusions from an important study. After surveying 100 randomly selected mosques across the United States, the authors found that 81% of them disseminated Islamic texts that advocate violence. In nearly 85% of the mosques, the imam favorably recommended this literature for study by congregants. Moreover, 58% of the mosques invited guest lecturers known for promoting violent jihad. Now, this is the ideology of the Brotherhood, and this is the same Brotherhood that has dominated the so-called Arab Spring. It has played President Obama for a fool and the West for suckers.
When you think about it, what they're actually doing is just pushing their agenda. And to us in America, and the vision of our leader is just another hole in the boat, to be able to bring America to its knees. I mean, think about the creed. When they talk about the creed of the Muslim Brotherhood, and you have to understand that when they say Allah is God, there's only one way to God, and it's through his son, Jesus Christ. Many people talk about a Jesus, but it's a different Jesus. They talk about Jesus in the Quran. They say that he is a prophet, but he is not the son of God, and he has to come back and repent before the world and saying, for calling himself the Son of God. And it's the total opposite of the Gospels, total opposite of the Word of God. And we'll talk more about that in the future. But you have to understand, when they say Allah is God, is their, that's their objective, they're saying that Jesus is not the Lord. It's another God. When they say that the Quran is their law, and they're saying with that that the Quran says that the Jews and the Christians are, the Jews have to be destroyed, and the infidel has to be either destroyed, convert, or enslaved. I mean, that's the ultimate goal. They want to rule on earth. They want to rule. They believe that the law should be the Quran. And when you hear jihad is their way, jihad is when you see things that happen on 9/11, when they flew two planes into, or three planes into, two planes into the Twin Towers in New York, and they flew one plane into the Pentagon. That's called jihad. That's why they shouted out Allahu Akbar, because every single day, and they're called a prayer from a mosque, which we talked about, and you can find out in the highlights, that's what they're saying. They're saying, they're calling out his name. This is something they hear continually, and they think that's actually a good thing. Jihad is a good thing, and it's actually their way. And I want you to hear it again. I want you to hear it again so you understand what the goal is of the Muslim Brotherhood. So when you see our president, you know, making a covenant with the Muslim Brotherhood, which is another hole in our boat. There's so many holes that's being put into it. It just really looks like, you know, God has taken America to its knees. Listen again to what their creed is. We're gonna, as a matter of fact, your VFN radio is not broken. You're going to hear it a couple times just so you can get it. They say you got to hear it seven times. I want you to get this, to know it, and you can hear it again on VFN radio.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective. The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
We've got to get it. Here it goes again. Listen.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective, the Prophet is our leader, the Quran is our law, jihad is our way, and dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
Hear it again. Listen. We got to get it.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
You cannot make a covenant with us. Listen again.
The Brotherhood remains the foremost power in the Middle East because of its credo. Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the name of Allah is our highest objective.
We have to understand the reason why this minister, Christian minister, is in jail in Iran, because he refused to acknowledge Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, as a true prophet. Because to acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet of God is to deny Jesus Christ, because Muhammad says that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. So he can't say Muhammad, and the church needs to understand, you can't say and say that Muhammad is a prophet of God at the same time say that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. You're denying Jesus by becoming a follower of Muhammad and Islam. No, Islam doesn't have any problem with that, because they don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe he's a prophet. And so we have an issue with that as Christians, because we say Jesus, we know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only way to God, and any other way is a thief and a robber. If you have you not yet subscribed to VFN TV, you need to subscribe. It's free subscription, but you can find out in detail what I'm briefly talking to you about today on VFN Radio, because you have access to all these prophetic teachings. And one of the teachings that we're talking about, or some of the things we're talking about, is called the State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. You've got to get it. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Our president has made a covenant with Islam, and through migration alone, they're beginning. That's how they began to take over, in the concept of Egypt and Libya, and they're trying to do it in Syria. Is that America is a republic? We are a republic. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States, listen to it again. And this is why they want to remove it, because it talks about God and it talks about our form of government. And America is a republic. It's not a democratic government. Mm-hmm. We are a democracy where we all get to vote, we vote in the as a representative government, mm-hmm. which we used to be, by the way, a representative government. And when you say the Pledge of Allegiance, it's I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm going to tell you more after this break, but listen, there's a strategy for all these holes. There's a strategy why so many people are being let come over the borders right now, and all these different things are taking place. It's poking every hole that can be poked into the ship of America so that it begins to sink, or at least gets to a lower, humble level, like you said, like the 1500s. What is the key to it? The key to it is God's people. And that's what VFN Radio it's supposed to be for God's people, you know, Christians who call themselves Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, the church, you know, and it's not a building, it's people. Those that have gone astray, to be able to encourage you to come back, and those that are being drawn to the Lord. Listen, the hope is not political. Believe me, it is not political. The hope is us, the church, humbling ourselves, turning from our wicked ways. God hears from heaven, and he stops this plan that he intended for us. And but the empowerment of the Muslim Brotherhood that we're seeing is significant. As you're seeing, mm-hmm. I mean, their creed basically explains it all.
Very clear vision.
Yeah, and it was only, 19% of the church, according to George Barna, this even reading the Bible, reading the Word, which means if you're reading the Bible, then you know what it says. And you would know that you cannot accept the Bible as true and the Quran as true because they contradict each other. So you got to choose who you're going to serve. You got to say either the Quran is correct, and you know Michael the archangel gave Muhammad this revelation and it was true, or you got to say that the Bible is true and is written under the unction of the Holy Spirit, beginning with the disciples who walked with Jesus. Who walked with Jesus. And so, and of course, the Bible's true. But you can't say both of them true. You can't say that all these are different ways to the same God. Mm. Well, every way outside of believing in Jesus is a way to a God, but not to God. It's That's a right. way to hell. It's a way to end internal lake of suffering. Mm-hmm. And so what we have right here, so when you see that the president empowered the Muslim Brotherhood to put Morsi in government, somebody says, you know, why are you focusing so much on the Middle East? Well, let me tell you something. Ever how goes Israel, so goes the church.
Absolutely.
And what really concerns me is everything that's going on, but what really concerns me is the delay for God's response for what we did.
Right.
I mean, we did have Hurricane Sandy, which is this 1,000-mile-wide storm, which is tragic, you know, up in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. But what we did, what we've done to Israel is way worse. Mm-hmm. Than Sandy has done to us. I just don't. You feel like a rubber band's being pulled away. A slingshot's getting further back, further back, further back, further back, further back. And it's like if we don't release now, and it keeps going back, it's going to be way worse.
Right.
Yeah.
And but if you look and study, and you know, there's so many. I can't think of the names of them of the people, but they studied the how tragedy hits America the moment that we do something wrong to Israel.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we bless Israel, then we're blessed. Mm-hmm. And it's what God said all along. But, yeah, so when we empowered and allowed for President Mubarak to be put in prison, you know, a system to come up in Egypt to put him in prison and brought the banned Muslim Brotherhood into power and now supported them in power, sent them $1.3 billion of support prior to this, knowing that the Hamas is in Gaza, is their militant arm. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all in this. We're all in this. And to praise Morsi is to praise the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
And we just heard what they stood for. They don't stand for Jesus. Right. The only way to God. They don't stand for you, Mr. and Mrs. Christian. They don't stand for Israel and the Jews.
That's right.
And so understanding that I think, you know, Sandy, small in comparison to what's going to happen in response to that, lest we repent. And I just don't see it. You can go to the VFN Torch to find out more about these, you know, how things coincide. I think it's John McTernan, John McTernan. It was called "Got a Storm Shelter for You from the High, from the Most High," and it's in the VFN Torch talking about how these things coincide with each other. How President Truman is the one that just happened to be in office at the time. FDR, by the way, who was president before Truman, when he made a covenant with was it Jordan or Saudi?
Saudi Arabia.
Within a week, he died.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Within a week after that, he died. And he was basically saying, we will never let Israel become a nation. We won't let them form. He was just set up a truce against Israel. And he lived, 7 days after that, and he died.
A week, he was gone.
Yeah. And so, but then, what do you know? President Truman came in office, and he signed it. And this is something that I'll be talking about in the second hour. The extra hour today is this. Listen, God's in control. That the people he put in place to fulfill his will do not do what he wants. He will replace them, and the next one comes in, and they'll do what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was in charge of Nebuchadnezzar. He was in charge of all, you know, he directs their hearts like a water course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important for us to honor those in authority and pray for those in authority and speak truth. But there's no reason to disrespect or dishonor. As a matter of fact, God expects us to pray, even pray for our enemies. I mean, say the government's your enemy. He says to bless your enemies and pray for them. Pray for the ones who use you. And in America, we can't complain because we choose our leaders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this could have been, you know, we could have had a crown where, you know, some father passes away and then his son just happens to be born in the family. He just takes the crown.
He becomes a king.
And that's forms of government. But we chose our government.
That's right.
So
right.
If we can't pray for the government we chose, that's ridiculous.
This is not a monarchy.
Yes, it's not a monarchy. And we need to pray for them and realize that if you haven't heard yet, and maybe we've got a chance, we may hear it in the extra hours, who does God love? And God loves your enemies. God loves mankind.
Uh-huh.
And he worked with Nebuchadnezzar. If you really study Daniel and how God, you know, empowered Nebuchadnezzar and he was his servant and he used him, even though he put Israel in servitude, that was God's instructions. That's what God was doing. He got too prideful for his own good and he got humbled for a period of time, but he got humbled to prove to us all that God holds the kings in his hands. He's the one that chooses our leaders.
That's right.
And people aren't a mistake. They're a choice. When people, human beings, decide this is what we want, I mean, God will tell us for a season, but if we're dogmatic and we say this is what we want, God gives it to us till it's coming out our nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says, I'll give it to you so much that you'll begin to cry out for me and I won't even hear you. That's what he said when he talked about when they said, we want a king instead of Samuel. You know, God's form of government. We'll talk about that in the extra hour right there. So that is the Muslim Brotherhood. That is what we've been praising. That is what we helped set in power. And that's what's surrounding Israel, the apple of God's eye. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.